Welcome back to Portals. I'm your host, Lauren Courtney. Thank you for dropping in with me. Today's topic, like all others, is going to get personal. Because truly, Portals is a place where I'm dropping into the things that I'm working on and working through and healing. And I think that's what's so fun about me getting to do this. I'm not trying to act like I'm perfect or my whole life is figured out. Is my life really good? Yeah, it's fucking great. I fucking love my life. It's fabulous. And I also am growing. I'm also a spiritual being having this human experience just like you. We are no different in that respect. And with that said, while I have quite a bit figured out, I am only getting better. Because at this point, I'm not healing any longer. Fuck the noise of we have to keep healing. I'm getting better. I should write that down for the name of the episode. I just keep getting better. Someone take a note. There's no one here to take a note, so I'll take a note. Okay, let's dive into this portal called I'm Getting Better Every Day. I'm writing that down. I'm not even kidding. I'm getting better every day. And so are you, and so are we. So let's dive in. As I've shared, I am currently in a Kundalini yoga teacher training. I've been in this training now for almost 5 months, and it has been so expansive for me and life-changing in ways that I didn't even know it would be. It's wild. It's truly wild because I've done a lot of trainings before. I've studied a lot of healing modalities, and the work that I've studied and that I share is absolutely incredible. And I also know it's what led me to this place where I am now in Kundalini yoga. All of the work led me to this place where I was able to sit down the second weekend of our training and say, I'm ready to heal my nervous system. And at first, what I felt about this desire to heal my nervous system was first and foremost very physical, about the nerves that I had that were damaged through surgeries and injuries. So that became my first focus. Because sometimes we can only look at one specific thing before we get to the bigger things. Because we're only willing to face so much at a time. So as I started the journey, all I was willing to face in that moment when I made that decision is I want to heal my nerves. I want to heal my nerves. I want to heal my nervous system. I want to strengthen my nervous system from a point of having had it injured. So I've been on that journey now a few months. And it's led me to both doing my Kundalini yoga as well as some physical body work. I continue to see a chiropractor weekly. And I just like take in all that's offered to me in support of my nervous system. And what I've started to realize is that it's so much bigger than the injuries and surgeries that I had. That it's so much bigger. I was in a healing session recently, and something that came up was how my nervous system went into shock when I entered into this world. And I guarantee that's the case for many, if not all of us, right? We've just come from this beautiful heavenly place where we know everything is beautiful. We've signed some contract to come back to the earthly realm And then we arrive here and it's like, fuck, what did I do? What the fuck did I just do? I really decided to come back here. Shit. At least that's what it feels like happened for me. Like, oh man, I picked all of this and now I'm here and now I forget everything and get to relearn it. Why the fuck did I do that? And I went into shock. And my spirit in many ways shut down. My soul was here and my spirit was very disconnected. I was very disconnected, from my real identity, from my truth, from that bouncing ball of infinite light. I was in separation. And I simply shut down. And this came up in this session because I've been doing a lot of work to figure out other places where I have shut down. And in essence, that's also led me to what are things that I've used to feel. If you've been following me for some time on social media, you know that I went through a journey, a period of being sober. I gave up alcohol for a little over 5 years and cannabis for a large portion of that as well. And it was only about a year and a half ago that I reintroduced substances into my life as I was guided to. With that, I have this deep understanding that it was brought back into my life so I could understand how I used substances to regulate my nervous system. So this is the direction we're going to today, right? Is regulating my nervous system. So I had that early experience at birth of feeling dysregulated. And as I said, I've been going through other ones. So I recently was thinking about the first time that I smoked cannabis. I remember exactly where I was. And what's interesting is I reconnected with the person whose house I was at on Instagram recently. She had messaged me about something and it got me thinking about the fact that I had smoked weed the first time at her house. And it was also at that house where I used to have sleepovers and summer parties in elementary school. And it was two different lives, two different timelines being experienced at this one house. And my nervous system couldn't handle that. I've also been thinking about how when I was prescribed Adderall for my ADD, I started prescribing myself cannabis. To what? Well, at the time, it was to help me eat at the end of the day because I wasn't hungry from the medication. It was to help me relax because my energy was just overwhelming at the end of the day when I took Adderall, not to mention all day. So I started prescribing myself cannabis because I didn't want to be on other medication, which they tried as well to help me come down, whether it was Klonopin or I can't quite remember anything else, but there were other ones. So I started self-medicating with cannabis. It became medicine for me. It became a tool to regulate my nervous system because I was dysregulated. I was dysregulated being on medication. That wasn't my true self. It's not to say that medication can't help you regulate. I simply know I was not regulating properly on this medication. And there have been other times in life and ways in which I've regulated my nervous system Or we could also say self-soothed. And that's with food. This summer, I was on a trip to Greece. And I had a very clear awareness at this point of my patterns with food. So I was allowing them to surface and I was allowing them to be seen. Because when we hide the things we do to self-soothe, we're not being our true selves. So I also knew I'm ready to release this. So I'm allowing myself to be seen. And one of the things that I noticed myself doing and just finding play and joy in, it's, I love spanakopita. It's like one of my favorite foods. And obviously I was in Greece, so they have spanakopita in many places. So I remember one day we were on a ferry and I decided to grab a spanakopita. Someone was like, are you hungry? I was like, no, but I'm going to get one anyway. And they were like, why? And I was like, you know, security snacks. I might want it later. Why? Because an emotion may come up and I may want to self-soothe. And I've been thinking a lot about, when I think about this stuff, I think a lot about being a baby and right, and my system being dysregulated. But prior to that understanding, I would think a lot about being breastfed, or in my case, not being breastfed. And did I lack self-soothing because I didn't have that experience? And I can't relate it fully to that. I think there is definitely a continued conversation I'm having with myself with it, because of course I was still bottle fed and held. And with that, I also used to have temper tantrums as a kid. And I would self-soothe with a pacifier. I would self-soothe by having a temper tantrum and then eventually calming down. And this is a way that, you know, kids, myself, and continue to be raised. And there's nothing wrong with it, right? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. There's simply methods and ways in which we choose to raise children, or not raise children, right? And all of it is going to have an effect. Like, whether you co-sleep and nurture your child, or you have them self-regulate their own emotions, like, they're all going to come with something. Like, I think that's like such a beautiful message and sidestep. Like, we're all going to be like on some level, like, fucked up in our own ways, because we came here to do something, to transcend to a new place, right? So we can just simply do the best we can. So I know my parents were always doing the best they could, and I have no like resentment for any of it. I have so much love for it, because I think it's allowed me to question and think and, you know, go on these journeys that you're here for with me right now, in the sense that I'm getting better every day. And every day we get to like uncoil and unwind these parts of us to understand. So I've been working through this understanding that I self-soothed with cannabis. I self-soothed with food. I self-soothed with codependent relationships so I wouldn't feel alone. Fuck, like, that's so real. It's so real, and I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone in that. Because it's so common. I know so many people in my life who have also self-soothed with cannabis, food, drugs, sex, alcohol, codependent relationships, shopping, you name it, right? There are so many different things. And I think, you know, as I continue to navigate this and this nervous system stuff, I think about my time while I was sober and chose to go to some AA meetings and the things that I heard there and the ways that I felt, and that I didn't necessarily feel I was an addict or alcoholic, yet I had a deep understanding. And, you know, when I look at it now from this perspective where I can't call myself sober per se, right? I definitely think I'm sober minded. But I wouldn't say I'm sober because there are substances in and around my life. With that, as I continue to self-regulate my nervous system, regulate my nervous system and self-regulate with the tools that I have, I don't really need substances. And the truth is I don't need them no matter what, right? It's simply a choice, and I let them back into my life to have an understanding and conversation with them to understand why I allowed them into my life in the first place. Because I think in many relationships, we need to have closure. It doesn't mean you need to let it back into your life, whether it be a person, place, or thing. With that, I think it's important to be willing to have a conversation. And that can be done psychically. It can also be done with the actual person, place, or thing, if that's for your highest good. And I know that's why I let these things back into my life, so I could really understand them and why they came into my life in the first place. And with that, I'm getting better every day. I've been really diligent with my Kundalini yoga practices, practicing pretty much, I would say, every day since the beginning of the new year. I've done 40-day Kriyas. Of course, I'm in my training intensives. I've gotten quite a few 40-day meditations done at this point already. Maybe not quite a few. We're only 4 months in, but definitely two. And every day that I practice, I self-regulate more and more. My nervous system relaxes. I don't need for things. I don't want for things. I simply am. I'm present. I'm at peace. And again, I know it's all the things that cause me to be dysregulated that have led me here and now to this moment of being regulated, of getting to share that with others so they can understand, hey, I'm not this, that, or the other thing. I simply needed to relax and regulate my nervous system. We make it so complicated. As humans, we make things so complicated. It really doesn't have to be. It can simply be like, yeah, I decided to eat the extra bowl of pasta. Yeah, maybe it tasted good, sure. But I ate it because I wasn't being mindful. I wanted to feel something. I wanted to not feel something. I smoked that joint because I thought it would relax me. I drank that glass of wine because I needed to unwind, right? How many people have said, like, oh, like, even unwind, right? It's like wine, wind. We don't need any of those things. What we simply need is a regulated nervous system. It doesn't mean you can't have a glass of wine. It doesn't mean you can't smoke a joint. It doesn't mean you can't go shopping. It doesn't mean you can't have that piece of chocolate at the end of the day. It's simply a matter of why are you doing it? What are you using this for? What is the intention? What are you getting from this? And if the answer is simply like, well, it tastes good, or I feel good, It's an opportunity to go deeper. Because if it's like, well, I smoke cannabis because it feels good. Okay, well, what doesn't feel good? Like, what are you trying to feel good from? Well, it doesn't feel good if your nerves are dysregulated. It doesn't feel good to be stressed. Okay, well, where is that dysregulation and stress coming from? Go deeper, right? So every time we go to do something that's essentially become a pattern, we have an opportunity to dismantle it, to, like, you know, turn off the fuse. We don't have to, like, load the cannon and shoot it off every time. It's like a great visual I'm getting. Like, maybe you load the cannon. You're like, okay, like, I'm going to eat the thing. And you start making whatever. And then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Maybe I just, like, need to slow down. Maybe I actually don't need to eat this right now. Let me check in with myself. You know what? I think I need a little water. I think I need to breathe. I think I need to go for a walk right now. Wow, it's so nice outside. The sun is hitting my face. I feel calmer. You know what? I really didn't need to eat anything. I think I just simply needed to reconnect with myself. Boom. We move through it, right? We unload the cannon. We can either act quickly and shoot it off and do the thing, or we can slow down and ask ourselves the questions. And in slowing down and asking ourselves the questions, we get better every day. We get better every day. And maybe that's simply what I'm here to share today. Is asking yourself the questions. Being willing to have the uncomfortable conversations with yourself. Those are the conversations that are going to change your life. Those are the conversations that are going to have you going from a codependent self-soother to someone who can have healthy interdependent relationships and has a regulated nervous system. Oof. Breathe that in. Healthy, interdependent relationships and a regulated nervous system. Say that with me. I have healthy, interdependent relationships and a balanced, regulated nervous system. I have healthy, interdependent relationships and a balanced, regulated nervous system. I have healthy, interdependent relationships and a balanced, regulated nervous system. Notice how that feels. So that is my message for you today. Start asking the questions. And with that, know that you are getting better every day. And use that as a mantra. I'm getting better every day. I'm getting better every day. I'm getting better every day. And you can riff on that. Like, I am fucking amazing. Every day I get better and better. I'm done with the healing journey. I'm on the journey to living. My life gets to be so good. And every day I get better and better. I'm so grateful for the life I live. My nervous system is regulated. I have healthy interdependent relationships. The things I once used to self-soothe no longer matter to me. I never imagined living my life so freely. And yet here I am, living free, independent from the things that once kept me stuck. And play with that. See how it feels. See what it awakens within you. I am Lauren Courtney. As always, thank you for dropping into this portal with me. If you're interested in more ways that you can work with me, I have just opened up a few one-on-one spots for this May. Go ahead and head to the link on my website at Lauren, not at Lauren Courtney Hills, but you could also check it on my link on Instagram at Lauren Courtney Hills. No, that's not correct. My website is Lauren Courtney Hills. And my Instagram is I am Lauren Courtney. And as always, I will not be editing this. This is real time, real life. So you can sign up for a one-on-one session with me on my website or through my Instagram. If you're interested in learning how you can join me weekly for live calls inside of the weekly glow up, send me a message that says glow up, DM me, email me, and I will send you the way to sign up, even though it's not actually enrollment season. But I got you. And I am so honored to be doing this life alongside of you. Sending you so much love. Have a beautiful rest of the day, wherever you are.